Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Rebecca Rolliver.
Did I pay you to say that?
No. How are you, darling?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very pleased to be here today.
It's fantastic to see you again.
And a very cold December morning, afternoon actually.
It snowed this morning on the way up to the studio.
I know, I can see some of the snow.
The car park was completely covered when I arrived at
half past 8
this morning.
That's not good for our cars, is it?
It's not at all, no.
I'm afraid our cars don't...
They don't go in snow.
They don't go in snow.
I have to have the winter off. Bit of hibernation.
Absolutely.
Cool. Anyway, you're listening to the Business Bunker Show. For you, the businesses of Kent, we'd love to hear from you. So please do give us a call on 01303 874 996. We'd love to hear from you. We do think we've actually got the phone fixed at last.
Now that you can call in.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
That could be famous last words, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. But you've got to look for that light.
Yeah, I have. I'd miss the light sometimes. Anyway, give us a call. 01303 874.
We want to hear what you're doing leading up to Christmas. I know you've got your Christmas show like next week, but I'll be a bit Christmassy this week.
Yeah, tell us about your Christmas party so we can avoid it.
I could tell.
We want to
Well, I was just telling you about our Christmas party, our Bob Maidstone Christmas party.
Mm.
Yes, that was quite fun.
And when was that?
It was last Friday night in Maidstone.
Yeah, I thought I saw the damage when I went to work on Monday.
Yeah, well, I was with the lovely Julie Anderson.
Blimey.
She was strutting her stuff.
They let the pair of you out together.
I know.
That's dangerous. Not good, is it?
Dangerous. No, it was very good fun. We had a lot. We had had lots of fun. It was a very nice evening, very nicely organised.
Cool. So, well, I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsors. Which is Temp Network, the industrial and temporary placement agency from Tunbridge Wells. They cover the whole of the South East, though. So if you need temporary staff, especially over Christmas period.
Definitely.
Get in touch with them. There is a link to the Temp Network on the Kent Business Radio website and on the Channel Radio website. So you can find them any which way. But if you want to get hold of them, give me a shout if you can't find their links. But thank you to the Temp Network for sponsoring today's programme. It's much appreciated.
Thank you. It is quite important this time of year, obviously, because people need extra staff for holiday cover and...
Absolutely.
Various things like that. So
and Santa's little helpers.
And Santa's little helpers.
Yeah, they've lots of little packers and gift wrappers and all that kind of stuff as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yes, good stuff.
You can contact the show and tell us about your business, your charity, your organisation, your event, and you can do that in a number of ways. You can ring us, as I said, on 01303 874 998, or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And I have already had half a dozen tweets in, but you can keep the tweets coming. I can deal with those.
And hashtag Business Bunker.
Yeah,
as well.
And there's a hashtag there, as Becky quite rightly says, Business Bunker. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but we have already had 9,872 emails.
How many?
Yeah, no, I just counted them. Oh, no, I made it up. Sorry. Yeah, I knew it was one of those. We've had a lot of emails already. So the chances of getting an email read are pretty slim because we've run out of time.
So tweet us.
But you're better off tweeting, or if some brave soul wants to try our new telephone system, that would be awesome.
Yes. We want to hear their lovely voices.
Yeah, but we'd love to hear from you. So while you're thinking about that, listener, we'll have an email from Becky, I think.
Well, I'm going to start. Actually, I'll start with a story. Yesterday, I did put on my Facebook, unfortunately, after 21 years of driving, I actually got a speeding ticket.
Naughty, naughty.
And, I was going 38 in what I thought was 40. It's a bit controversial, so I'm, in Borstal Road. So I wasn't very happy about that. But it was Nigel that contacted me, who also said that the very same road he actually got caught on as well, and actually said it's quite difficult because it's 30. I thought I was in a 40 zone.
Mm.
But there you go. Lesson learned, and I'll have to go on my speed awareness course. But it was the reason why. So with Nigel, he was he did say that he'd suffered the same fate as I. So yes, I've learnt my lesson. But I will start with Nigel, the reason why I had that little story. Hi Paul and Rebecca, would you kindly let your listeners know that Pure B2B have brought together some of the county's thought leaders in financial business planning to run a series of 5 interactive workshops across Kent to help company owners bring clarity to a number to numbers in their business plans for 2013. Please email atc@purebtb.co.uk for an invite. And that's from Nigel Whittaker. That's there's been, I had a say chat on the phone with him last week, actually, and B2B is growing rapidly. He's got looking at lots of different areas. I think Canterbury and obviously already successful in Medway Towns. And so, yes, so there you go, Nigel. We've read it out as promised. So if you want to go along to that, then just email Nigel, contact him at B2B as well on the Twitter feed as well, as always.
Absolutely. Hey, Nigel, slow down, mate.
And there were several people, even my dad, who actually said, well, you couldn't help it really, because so where it is, the sign was I really thought I was all right. I'm not happy at all.
You're not,
because
happy,
as I drove past,
call me sensitive, but
no,
I
was
tell.
Really well, 21 years driving is quite a long time. Yeah. You know, I mean, I was only five when I started driving. So, you know,
and
I mean,
you got away
early,
with that, didn't
I know,
you?
I got away with that, but yeah, I was quite gutted. So I'm just going to have to go along to these speed awareness course and
it's a bit of a laugh,
and lesson learned. You know, the thing is, you know, it happens to us all, just whether or not you get caught, I suppose. But but there you go. But yes, Nigel had suffered the same fate. So we're both driving a lot slower now.
That's good. Well, listen, I've got an interesting one here. Last Saturday, we had a bit of an event here at the studio and the surrounding area. We had an Xmas fair here.
Mm-hmm.
And Dominic King from BBC's Radio Kent popped into the studio and had a chat with us and was here for the day with us, which was really nice. And he asked me to read this out, and I'm happy to do that. There's the Kent gig live at Folkestone's Tower Theatre in North Road, Shorncliffe, this Saturday, the 15th of December. And it's presented by Dominic King and Adam Dowling from BBC Radio Kent. And there's performances from Alistair Atkin, Billy Jupp, Blaise Pazell, Callum Rafferty, Craig Sheridan, Ed Jones, Goldie Reed, Kirsty MacLeod, and the Brereton's. So it's free to get in. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. But you need loads and loads of money, because there's a collection for children in need, because that's what it's in favour of. So it's for children in need. So it's free to get in, but you need to donate once you're in there. This is my bit. I'm just telling you.
No, but that's all in the festive spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. And the tickets are free, but quite limited. But if you want to apply for a ticket, then you have to email dominic.king@bbc.co.uk.
And that's this Saturday.
And that's this Saturday, the 15th. In Folkestone. So if you want to get along to that, get along to it and say hello to Dom, who's a great friend of Channel Radio.
Fantastic. That sounds good. Actually, I'm off to a pantomime on Friday night in the Marlowe.
Oh, no,
I'm not
you're
being
not.
Oh, yes. I'm going there. I've never been to the Marlowe, so.
Have you not?
Not since it's all been done.
My stew was in West Side Story there.
Oh, wow.
A couple of months ago,
there's lots of things going on. Busy between now and Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, good.
We're even allowed to say that word now. It is December.
It's allowed,
yeah. Shall I do one?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Canterbury's favourite event for ideas and innovation, enterprise and culture on Thursday the 13th of September, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Fruitworks. Have you booked your tickets yet for this month's Create? Make sure you join us for the December edition of Create, the last of 2012, where we welcome guests to join in the festivities, entertainment and atmosphere provided at Fruitworks. More information and tickets and directions at www.fruitworks.co/create. We have talks from Paul Burgess, Business Works Academy, Emily Cockin from East Kent Mum, and Elliot Watson and Sahil Doshi from Enactus. To find out what they are speaking about, visit the site. Drinks will be provided courtesy of Jobs in Kent. So far, every event has been fully booked, so don't wait to get your ticket or you will miss out. Mm. So you can direct book again everything on the website. Create is an event that we will always make sure is freely available to all. However, if you enjoy coming to Create and want to keep it amazing, we have an optional supporter and student supporter tickets available online. With the generosity of our supporters and sponsors, Create will continue to provide a platform for spreading ideas on innovation, arts and culture, enterprise and science within Kent. If you have any questions, you can find us on Twitter at FruitworksCo.
Brilliant. Yep.
Excellent.
Fantastic. I'll be there. It's a cracking event.
It's
this Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at Fruitworks in Stow Street in Canterbury. That's behind
and
the
Abode
Hotel.
And it always gets fully booked. It's always
fully
very
booked.
Popular,
we,
isn't it?
Yeah, we had to restrict the numbers. They had to restrict the numbers. We got 60 people turned up last time, and that was a bit too many. It was a bit crowded.
Yeah, but it's always good fun. And like you say,
I had to go and buy more beer. Halfway through, ran out. Yeah.
And it is the festive season, so they may, I think, mulled wine or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe just more beer.
Yeah, just more beer. Yeah. I think it's more likely. Yeah. Okay. I've got an email here. As we look forward to Christmas and say goodbye to 2012, AR Engineering, do you remember AR? Claire Cooper, who's the director there, came on the show about a year ago now.
Right.
It was about time we had Claire back on.
Yeah.
A&R Engineering over there in North Kent. We can reflect that it's been another very exciting year. We have seen our apprentices make some fantastic leaps forward, and they are both now trained first aiders as well.
Wow, well done.
Dana and AR Engineering Industries reached the final of the Kent Excellence in Business Awards.
Well done.
In the Apprenticeship of the Year category, and Dana, who's the apprentice, is now the face of Kent Apprenticeship Campaign.
Well done, Dana.
Yeah, both guys passed year two of their qualification with excellent results, and we're very proud of what a great contribution they are making to the business.
Yeah, the importance of apprenticeships, like I said, when I did the Swell Jobs Fair earlier, you know, it's so important, and small businesses and alike should look to embrace the idea of apprenticeships, helping obviously young workers to get into the workplace and obviously help their business as well. I think it's a mutually...
Absolutely. Funnily enough, I met some guys that are in the process of us putting together a start-up business in Canterbury last week. Hi to Marcus and Diego. They've got a business called Ambition House. And what they're looking to do is they're looking to change the whole process of getting graduates into work.
Yeah.
What they've done is sourced really, really, really top graduates, real, you know, like first.
So almost headhunting them. Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, at the moment, a lot of those people go into the graduate milk round and try and get, you know, junior management trainee jobs in big corporations. But a lot of the people don't want to do that anymore. They prefer to work in startups and more entrepreneurial environments. So what they're doing is finding the type of people that would normally go into big corporations because of their abilities and their and put them as apprentices to small businesses.
That's a very good idea. You know, and actually, it's true. Because not always corporate isn't always the right way forward
for
young graduates. I agree. It's a very good idea.
Yeah. So I wish them great luck with that. I think it's a terrific idea.
It's a very good idea.
I think they're going to have great success with that because they've got some very talented
people. And it allows the graduate to be very innovative and creative as well, which sometimes in the corporate sector isn't always as easy to do, is it? So it's quite structured. So.
Absolutely. I've got a couple of tweets I better read out because it's all disappearing off my Twitter screen at the moment. I've got the Whitstable Stove Shop.
The Whitstable?
Stove shop.
Stove?
Yeah, wood stove, wood burning stoves, yeah. Could you give us a shout out on the show, please? Whitstablestoveshop.co.uk, where you can get a multi-fuel stove installed, plus flue liners and fuel.
Very good. Can't be bad,
can it?
Not at all.
Get the lot. So, whitstablestoveshop.co.uk, check it out.
Excellent.
I'll tell you what, while I sort out my Twitter screen.
Yep, you want me to do another?
Yeah, please.
Okay, business community breakfast. The next business community breakfast takes place this Thursday. Another one on December the 13th, 7:30 a.m. at Gillingham Golf Club. And the speaker is Wayne Saunders, the business development officer for Medway Council. It's £12.50 if paid in advance or £15 on the day. And you can book at www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Cool.
So, yes, that's an early start. Yeah, I'm not going to miss the breakfasts over the Christmas period, having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to chair Bob.
How's that going? Apart from getting up early,
I think everyone's too scared. I'm just the chair, and they think I'm great, whether I am or not. I think they're too scared. No, it's actually good fun. The business over breakfast is great anyway, and I think what makes it's so special, Bob Maidstone, is the members. You know, we're all actively involved, and a big shout out to them actually, because you know it's a really good group. It's just a great group of like-minded business people that come together, and actually we have a great time every visitor that comes, and it's very different from any other networking breakfast they've come. But I think it's just because we make it fun and enjoyable, because getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning is always quite not very nice, especially in this weather. So that's it's good fun. I really enjoy it. So
where do you have us?
That's at the Mercure Hotel, the old Great Danes.
Great Danes, yeah. Horrible. Yeah.
So yeah, it's good fun. And I say it is the group that makes it, I have to say, and we're all very active. It's not sort of regimented and there is structure, but at the end of the day, it's just all about like-minded people coming together. And actually, we see ourselves as our own individual board, all different people in experts in their field, and sort of sharing and caring sort of and spreading the word, really, and getting good referrals, but naturally and organically, not necessarily because they have to. So no, right. it works really well. I really enjoy it. Absolutely pleasure to be chairing that.
Cool.
That's good fun.
Oh, no, it sounds really good.
Yeah, you should come along.
Yeah, I should do, really.
You should really. You should definitely come along.
I should do, really.
Yes,
yeah.
You should.
I should. Yeah, I will.
Be bossed about by me.
6 o'clock in the morning, you say?
6 o'clock, yeah.
Being bossed about by you at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry.
It's not good for my constitution, Becky.
<Is it? laughs> No. You get tea and coffee and breakfast.
Right, that's right then.
It'll be worth it.
No, I might come along.
You should come along. Yeah, it should be fun. We'd love, and of course, Julie's there, you know, so
yeah.
You can sit next to her and she'll.
Oh, that'd be all right then.
So it'd be me and her bossing you about.
Either side of me.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It would take me a week to recover from that, wouldn't it?
I know, sorry. Bossing about. But no, it's good fun. I highly recommend it. It'd be good.
Cool. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk via channelradio.co.uk on Tuesday, December the 11th. Do you know what we're going to do now, Bex?
What are we going to do?
A bit of tunage.
A tunage.
We're gonna
what
a
are we going to
have? Well, this is a special request, okay?
Not from you.
No.
It's Phil Collins.
No. Now, I don't know who started that rumour.
It was Jules. She's gone now.
Jules started
that
rumour.
Yeah, she's gone.
Actually,
I had some
Collins.
Food when she came in from her Scuff and Croft today.
I like Duffy, but she won't let me play Duffy because she doesn't like Duffy.
I like Prince, but we're never going to have Prince, are we?
But this is a special request. Johnny and Andrea came in earlier today and put a piece of art on our wall, which you can see over there out in the green
have a
room.
Look.
Yeah, it's a fantastic piece of art, and they put it up on their wall. And I said I would give them a track. Now, they asked for a Rolling Stones track, but I didn't have the particular track that they asked for, so I'm sorry about that. But this is for the Johnny Cotter Gallery in Folkestone. Fantastic art, fantastic Christmas presents. I really recommend you get over there and have a look at Johnny Cotter and their gallery. I think they've got an online as well, johnnycotter.com.
Yeah, tweet us.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll put a link to the gallery up anyway. But you can go over to physically to the gallery in Folkestone and have a look at the work. It's absolutely cracking. But for the moment, let's have a listen to this.
Yeah.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back there. Bit of Jumping Jack Flash, the old Rolling Stones.
Oh, good old Rolling Stones.
So what do you reckon on our picture then,
Bex? I think it's fabulous. I'm definitely going down there. I'm going to have to look at some Christmas presents. Like, it is really cool.
It's really good.
It's really cool, yeah.
And doesn't it suit the studio
as
well?
I think I'd like a t-shirt like that as well.
Yeah, no, it'd be good.
They could diversify their artwork, put it into print and put it into t-shirts as well.
They actually,
that would be really cool.
They actually produce loads of prints on different surfaces. They do, that one's on paper or card.
Yeah.
They do it on aluminium, glass. They, apparently Mike, who's a technical guy at the studio here, has bought one that's been transferred onto glass. And he puts a light behind it, and he says it's just awesome. It looks 3D.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's really cool. Really cool.
It really is, isn't it?
Love it.
Really pleased with that. Good stuff. Well, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. We'd still like to hear from you. Try out our new telephone system on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, tweet me at VanillaWeb. But I think what we'll do, I'm going to do one more tweet. Then if you want to do an email, then we'll speak to our first guest.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sound like a plan?
I think it sounds like a plan.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Eke Media. We're listening to the Business Bunker Show, guys. Hello, Eke Media. That's Brant and the guys down there in Orpington Bromley area, the web design people. So thank you for that. Oh, and another quick one I'll do. Angela from Another Journey Begins.
Oh, I love the Angela.
Yeah, well, she's on the way here, actually.
Is she?
Yeah, I've got a meeting with her later, and she's listening in the car on the way
over.
Oh,
so I might see her before I leave today.
You might do, yeah. Oh. She's due here at 3. So, yeah, they're on the way over in the car, and they're listening to the show on the phone.
Hello, Angela.
Hiya. So, I'll tell you what. Do us another email.
Yep.
And then we'll talk to our first guest.
Well, talking of artists, I've got here local artist Louise Gibling has had a busy fortnight working on Michael Portillo's Head and Body cast. As I was just saying off the air, I was actually following Michael Portillo's train journey with interest. I quite liked it. I've decided that I think I'm going to go on the train next year on my adventures, on my holidays, because it's some beautiful scenery that you can see travelling by train through Europe. So that was that. Sculptures of Sally Gunnell and Dame Kelly Hones. She's also turning Heather Mills' body into a snow-covered Austrian mountain retreat where she's training to represent GB in 2014. So local artist Louise Gibling.
Cool. I've just had a tweet. I need to interrupt this because it's a bit important. From Mark Smith of Made in Kent. He says, I'm calling your number and you're not answering. And I'm sorry, Mark, it's because I just realised it's...
Ring us.
I haven't got a ringtone on the phone. I've got a flashing light and I haven't got it switched on, which is not going to help, is it? So give us another call.
You're telling everyone to call and you can't even see if anyone's ringing.
Yeah. So do give us another call, Mark, if you get the chance. We'd love to hear from you. Do another email for me.
Another one. Next tweet up. Oh, Thursday the 13th of December. Everything's happening on Thursday the 13th of December.
Blimey, we got a phone call.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Oh, hello there.
Mark, hello, how are you?
We finally got you.
How cool is that?
I'm listening to him on TuneIn Radio, it's a bit behind, so I can't hear myself there, but...
Okay.
I'll turn that off.
Well, that was my fault. I didn't have the ringer put on the phone.
He wants everyone to phone, Mark, but he doesn't know when anyone's phoning, so...
I was keeping it a secret.
Yes.
Hey, but I'm really chuffed with this. You sound really good.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty well.
Excellent.
Brilliant. No, it's brilliant. It works. Yay!
Well done.
It's only taken us 3 years. Anyway, what did you want?
I didn't know if you were going to tweet about the Whipple Stove Shop, so I was phoning in for that.
Okay, I had briefly mentioned it, but I think it's worth another mention, Mark.
Yeah, oh, great.
So go on, tell us about the Whipple Stove Shop.
Yep, it's based in Saddleton Road in Whipple.
Right.
Most people driving into Whipple see it on the right-hand side.
Mm.
Stoves are selling very well. They're proving very popular.
Yeah, they do wood-burning stoves and solid fuel and all that, isn't it?
Yeah,
cool.
Lovely this time of year as well. Yeah. It's a roaring trade.
You know, what we're hearing really is that people swear by them.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I've not got one myself, but I think I'll be dipping into my pocket in a little while.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've seen them. They do some really good deals as well, don't they, on a complete package of stuff there.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep, fully installed. It'll be heat has signed off, so you don't have to go through building control, you know, with the local council, that sort of thing.
Brilliant. And so what are you up to, Mark? Are you fespening anything?
Yeah, we've got one coming up shortly. One we were going to be doing in a farmhouse in Dover, in Dover Street, Canterbury.
Right.
But farmhouse shut down, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a real shame for Canterbury, I think.
Right.
And we've been looking for venues, and it looks as if we might have found a venue, but nothing's confirmed yet, so...
Okay.
That'd be a nice one to go and see, I think. It's an unusual piece.
Well, let's hope you find a decent venue to do what you want to do, because it's good what you do.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for being the first caller on our new phone system that actually worked.
Yes, that's not... If you have seen before... what we've had to do before.
You wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe.
You wouldn't believe some of
that. So actually, yes, yeah. This is great to actually have a landline phone.
Yeah.
I
actually had one guest on the phone, Mark,
yep.
Where I actually had to sit on the top of the mixing desk with my iPhone on the loudspeaker and hold it up to the mic so that we could do a phone interview. It was absolutely comical.
So it's really enjoyable to hear you.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, you called it Car Crash Radio, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're not wrong there, mate.
No.
All right. And hey, Mark, give us a shout for your website as well.
Well, Made in Kent.
Made in Kent.
Made-in-Kent. Kent.co.uk. Yeah, anyone can join.
Brilliant.
Just sign up.
All right,
excellent.
Mate. We will see you soon, huh?
Yep, see you soon, yeah.
You take care. Thanks for calling the Business Bunker.
Wine tasting?
I'm not going along to that because Jules kept trying to drag me along and I'm not.
Yeah, Saturdays.
Yeah, well, it doesn't, you see, I'm teetotal, so it doesn't do anything for me. No, I'm sure it'll be a good day, so do enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I won't have a chance to phone in again, so let me wish you a Merry Christmas.
And yeah, to you too. And you,
yeah, have a great one, mate.
Okay, take care.
All right, speak to you soon.
Bye-bye, Mark. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wow, it worked.
Do you feel good?
I certainly do.
You do, that's a sense of achievement.
It is. I tell you what, can you read one more email and then we'll talk to our guests?
Well, I was actually in the middle of the next tweet up on Thursday the 13th of December where everything seems to be happening. All Kent business people are welcome to join this informal free monthly event. A tweet up is a free networking event where Twitter users meet in person. We're happy for local business people from Kent to attend even if they don't have a Twitter account. The main purpose is for local business people to meet up in an informal setting without any rules or costs. Thursday of every month, 10 a.m. onwards at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable. So come along to the tweet. I've never been to a tweet up actually.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
That one's cracking. I normally go to the Whitstable tweet up. It's a cracking tweet up, especially during the summer because it's right on the beach.
Yes, lovely.
And it's a really good debate.
Whitstable is lovely anyway.
Yeah, it gets a massive turnout. I'm trying to avoid it at the moment because I'm on a diet. And I've lost...
Again?
Yeah, I know. I've lost a stone and a half already.
Again?
But my favourite cafe in the world is right next door to where the Whitstable Tweety Up is, the Beach Cafe in Beach Road, Whitstable. The trouble is
I go
in there and I have three breakfasts.
Oh. No, well, you're definitely not going to lose weight having three breakfasts.
No, it's balanced.
Be like me, just don't eat.
Calorie balanced breakfast. just the 9,000.
Just eat carrots and things like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep, so there you go. So
brilliant.
Everything's happening on Thursday the 13th of December.
Yeah, it's a big day.
Busy, well, you could be busy all day.
I tell you what, not many people know this. It's my Michael Caine impression. Not many people know this. Do you know what's special about tomorrow?
No.
It's the only date in the entirety of the universe ever that has the day, month and year as the same.
12-12.
It's 12, 12, 12.
12, 12, 12. Well, isn't there 11, 11, 11? There's been... Oh,
yeah,
but
there's no more. No, there's no more ever to come.
Ever.
There's no more ever to come to the ends, to the ends of the earth and all that.
That sounds Lord of the Ringsy sort of, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, not many people know that.
No. Well, thank you for that.
You hear it all on the Business Bunker, let me tell you. Anyway, it's about time we stop talking
this
nonsense.
Yes, I think it is.
Talking this nonsense and talk to somebody sensible. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the show Trudy Hartridge of Young Enterprise South East. Hello, Trudy. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Thanks for coming on the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on here. Tell us a little bit about Trudy and a little bit about Young Enterprise.
Okay. Well, I work for Young Enterprise in East Kent. Young Enterprise is a non-profit making charity. Mm-hmm. We deliver programs into schools, working with students aged from 4 right through to 25.
Right, okay.
We work with about, with over 300.
Did you just say 4?
Yes.
I thought right, you no. did, and I kind of
when I was
that,
speaking I, earlier, I said, yes, they start very young.
Yeah, I'm just going, yeah.
Young
four,
well, you're very young well,
I mean,
entrepreneurs.
What do you do, stick them up chimneys?
We run programs in school where the children learn about business, believe it or not, even at the age of 4.
No, that's brilliant.
In a
very
fun, activity-filled way.
Yeah.
And then the programs are adapted to the ages, basically, as the students go through the school years. But we work with over 300,000 students in the UK, and we also work with businesses and organisations. And we're very strongly supported by business volunteers. In fact, we couldn't run Young Enterprise without our business volunteers. Right. So the variety of programs we run through our schools are all supported by the business volunteers who come in and basically help the children. They talk to the children on the students' levels about what's happening, what they do, their experiences in life, and they help them with the activities that we're running.
Right.
Our flagship program, because we've been going for nearly 50 years next
right,
year,
yeah,
actually,
yeah, yeah.
And our flagship program is the company program, which runs in secondary schools, and that runs for a year. And the students actually run their own program, their own company. So for all intents and purposes, from the outside world, people buying the products from the students, they wouldn't know they're students. They are a
right.
business.
So it is a real company. It's not just a pretend setup.
No. They have a bank account with the HSBC. Right. They either make their products or they import their products or they buy their products within the UK. And they then sell their products to whoever they can, really. So we have trade fairs, and they sell them to friends, family.
Do they create online?
Yeah.
Do they do like a website?
Yes, they have their own websites. They can also trade online, which is a new thing. Due to legalities, we haven't been able to do that, but that they can now do that. So that's a massive step forward.
Right.
They can also trade within Europe as well, because there are companies in Europe as well within who basically run the same program. So it's all very challenging. It really does give them hands-on skills, not only about making money, because they can make money and they do make money, and some of them do very well indeed, but also about communication skills, marketing skills, financial skills, because they have to produce accounts and
have
to actually run the company down at the end of the year, financial year, which is July the 31st. They have a managing director. They have to actually allocate a managing director within the company, which is made up of anything from 6 to 25 students. Sometimes the managing director gets sacked halfway through the year if they're not doing a good
job. Wow.
Oh,
I love it. Fair enough. How do you obviously, when you get students together, whether from whatever age, and I say starting them young, how do you... Are these people that come to you, or are these people that you've selected for the program? Or, I mean, how is it? Do you get a group of people together that actually want to create either a product or a service? I just wonder how it works.
Yeah, it works both ways. Sometimes the school, we will approach the schools because although we have been in existence for nearly 50 years, some schools still don't know enough about us. So we quite often will contact schools, arrange a meeting, go and tell them about the programs and what it can actually do for the students. And then other times schools will contact us, and particularly if they have run one of our programs, then they will want to run it again and other ones, so they'll contact us. But our main our flagship program, which is the company program, is basically very much supported by our business volunteers. We have one business volunteer, sometimes two, sometimes three, actually, depending on the amount of students and how many companies there are in the schools, who actually go in on a weekly basis, because the companies we meet every week. And it's their own time. They're completely volunteers, and they go and support the company, and they will advise them as to what's happening, whether the product may work, may not work, although they can't actually tell them because the students have to make their own way and make their own mistakes, but they can guide them and things like marketing and finance, etc. And specifically in our Ashford area, which is why I'm here today really to talk about our Ashford area, which encompasses a vast area. It's kind of Folkestone, Hythe, Ashford, New Romney, all around.
Right.
We have a superb board which is made up of three volunteers. Peter Fleming, whose company is Product Photography, and that's www.productsatsale.co.uk. Cool. Belinda Raitt, whose product is About Directors, and Richard Springett. And Peter is a chairman. Those are our three volunteers who do a fantastic job in the Ashford area. They support schools, they will go out to schools, and they will do workshops with the schools. So they will run marketing workshops, financial workshops, presentation workshops to help the students in their company over the year. Because at the end of the year, we actually have a competition.
Right.
And all the companies in the southeast come together, all the schools come together that are running it, and they present their product, they present their findings for the year, how the company worked, a financial report. And it goes through, it starts off, for instance, in the Ashford region, then it goes through eventually to the southeast, and then to national, which is normally at the Savoy Hotel in London.
Wow.
We have schools come over from Jersey, right. And the winner of that goes European. So it's a really big thing, so that the board go to the different schools and help them, as well as volunteering each week. And they're actually looking for new board members, so people with business skills who can actually give something to the students, inspire the students with their experiences. That's what we're looking for. And we have people from all sorts of businesses from right across the board. So people, if you're thinking, oh God, you know, my business might not actually be applicable, it probably is. I'm sure it is, because it's the skills that you bring with it. So we're looking for advisors, we're looking for possibly people who can help with their skills and do workshops with the schools. We're looking for judges for our competition. We're looking for possibly business volunteers who can help us with fundraising, sponsorship, competition prizes, etc.
It sounds fantastic.
I love working with you. I was talking to Trudy off air and saying that I've worked with Enterprise Weeks a few times, and it's quite phenomenal what some of young students come up with, and so clever in the concepts. Like you say, I think sometimes we don't give them credit where it's due, where they come up with all of these ideas and actually look at the external plans, as well as, you know, just concentrating on their product, but actually considering the environment around them and the considerations there. I've been quite blown away. I worked with one of my local comprehensives a couple of years ago on Enterprise Week, and it's phenomenal. You know, it was really quite inspiring for me to sit with these sort of 14, 15 year olds and, you know, to go through to Enterprise Week. And
it's
amazing.
It is. It's fantastic. And if they're given the opportunity and we don't try and limit them, then it is fantastic with what they can come up with. We had one company this year who did come up with environmentally friendly products in a work basket, which they sold to people. And that actually did extremely well. Last year, we had a school in Folkestone who came up and they actually made a book for learning difficulty students together with the CD, and they became involved with Mencap, and they also became involved with schools in the local area. And I believe they've actually, because once the companies are wound down in July, they can start it up again.
I was going to ask that question, actually. Yeah. You know, if they're a successful business,
absolutely,
then, you know, it would be really quite sad to think that they cease trading after that time.
No, they can start it up again.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool. Good stuff. I tell you what, I mean, if local business people want to get involved and help, how can they go about doing that?
Okay, well, our website is young-enterprise.org.uk. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/youngenterpriseuk, and Twitter is @youngenterprise. They can go on to those sites and contact us through the site.
Fantastic. That's great. No, that's fine. That's cool. What we'll do,
we'll put all the details.
All those details and all those links will be on the Kent Business Radio website, so that if people want to follow up, they can find all the details. If anybody has any difficulty finding any of this stuff, they've only got to contact me and I will put you in touch. So
absolutely,
it's not a problem. No worries at all. Trudy, thank you so much for that. It's a really fascinating subject. All power to you. It's great that we introduce the young people of today to the world of enterprise, because increasingly the next generations are going to be have to find in their own businesses and not working for other people, because that's the way the world's going. And so the work of Young Enterprise is incredibly important with that.
It certainly is.
Absolutely fantastic.
And like we were saying about with graduates, it expands their knowledge base, I think. To you know, certainly as business owners, myself, for the last 11 years, there's such an immense amount of different areas, whether it's finance, how to run a business, interaction, communications. There's so much that can be learnt from running a business yourself. So I do believe that, you know, to encourage students to go into being bold and brave and actually following your dreams and being innovative. I think, you know, running your own business can teach you so much more than the corporate world in certain respects. Real life and real core.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, working in big corporates, which I've done many years
ago. You and me both.
You know, you learn your job and that's about it, really, and then you learn some.
It doesn't give you to look outside the box. It doesn't allow you to be creative to a certain extent. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are, you know, in certain areas, everyone fits into a particular mould and it isn't for everybody, but certainly someone who's got a creative flair, who is very driven and quite willing to take maybe risks sometimes, I think being a young startup is phenomenal.
Or people want to find themselves as well. You know, you can go into a corporate job and you can do a good job doing something and never do anything different, and you'll never know whether you've got some hidden talents.
No, I agree.
The one thing about running your own business is you soon...
Yes, I agree. But, you know, it does stop with you. And the thing is you have to do or die a lot of the time, and you have to make that, you have to make decisions that, you know, that you wouldn't necessarily have to make in the corporate world. So I think it's fantastic. I certainly, for one, would be talking to you about offering my support to it, because I think it'd be fantastic.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. Trudy, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Please feel free to stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting us onto the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Fantastic to have you and hear about the work that you're doing, which is absolutely brilliant. So that's Trudy Hartridge from Young Enterprise South East, and Trudy helps run the East Kent and South East Kent region, I guess we're saying Ashford,
East
Romney
Kent,
Marsh, and all folks in that area.
Can I just ask if you're looking for people in the Ashford area, or do they have to? Can they be throughout Kent?
Oh no, absolutely throughout Kent. It's only
for that particular, concentrating in that particular area.
No, we're looking for volunteers all the time throughout Kent, throughout the UK, really. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Very exciting stuff.
So I'm twiddling knobs over
you
here,
are.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Have we got any tweets?
Yeah, we got 100 tweets. We got at least 110, actually.
100? Have you counted them?
I just counted them. Yeah, we have. We got loads.
Have we got any shout-outs?
Yeah, we got loads of things. I'm going to do that in a minute, but I'm just twiddling knobs at the moment.
Can you read out another email?
Yeah, you read out another email, and I'll continue twiddling what I'm twiddling
over here. Okay, I think this will be quite relevant for our next guest. Unearthing and nurturing the sports stars of the future. Medway Sporting Academy Business Partnerships. The Medway Sporting Academy is a development program for Medway's most promising young athletes. Academy coaches work with young athletes at monthly sessions to improve their all-round sporting performance. The Academy is unique in its approach, with an emphasis on core transferable sporting skills and learnings taken from the plethora of sports to the ultimate benefit of an athlete's chosen discipline. You can also visit london2012.medway.gov.uk. I'm guessing this is legacy from obviously London 2012. That seems so long ago now. I mean, I've got a picture, so long ago when it was warm. And click on the Talented Athletes tab to find out more about the Academy. Questa Insurance is contributing £5,000 each for four years, and I'm asking you to consider making a contribution to the first year's program. For more information, contact Luke Bolnay, Bullnave, luke.bullnave@questa-insurance.co.uk, and we'll put that on the website. But again, part of the, you know, obviously with my background in sports and sports marketing, and you know, I've been working with Roger McCurley obviously on you know, looking at stars of the future and sort of moving forward for all the athletes for 2016.
Yeah.
and you know, there are some promising athletes out there, and from all sporting plethoras, I suppose. And it's just, you know, we've got to support, businesses have got to try and support, because obviously the government funding is limited.
Absolutely.
And if we can support local sporting events and athletes with silly little things, like for their high jump and, you know, high jumpers and, you know, all sorts of things, it's just, I think it's really important to get sport, to get businesses and sport together.
It's interesting you say that. Roger McCurley and I, yes, a few months ago, were having a conversation about this.
Yes.
And he came up with a really simple but brilliant idea.
Yeah.
He was saying, well, you know, you know lots of business angel investors.
Yes.
How about investing in some sports people?
Well, this is it, yes.
You know, now, it's high risk because you don't know who's going to make it and who isn't. But then any business startup is a high risk. And I think that's a cracking idea.
But I remember actually at one of his networking events, I can't remember his name now, but he was the top junior table tennis champion. He was about 16, and it's really tough, you know. I mean, he's never going to win because, of course, you know, China's got it covered. But, you know, it'd just be so good to have someone behind him because he's doing so well.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, certainly, I mean, I love the Sports Business Network anyway, and, you know, I'm always going to be an ambassador for it. And, you know, it just is amazing that you get to meet some quite inspiring youngsters that really do need the support and guidance, and someone like Questa, which I think is phenomenal that they're, you know, contributing $5,000 a year. And I think if, you know, some of the other companies out there that maybe can, you know, we're in austere times, but if someone can, you know, contribute to support our, you know, athletes and sports people of the future, I think that's great, you know.
Yeah.
And it'll be all inspiring on Sunday night when we see Sports Personality of the Year, because, yeah, I mean, they're so close call this year, you know, we really don't know who's gonna win it. I mean, they're all winners, really. And it's inspiring for the youngsters and up and coming athletes and sports stars of the future. So I think as business people in Kent and beyond, you know, to support your local team and sports people, I think, is really important. So well done, I like that.
Yeah, cool, good stuff. I'm going to do a couple more tweets, and then we're going to continue the theme of today's program, which is young people, development, sport, and all kinds of things related to that. But I've got loads of tweets, and I need to catch up with a few of them, so forgive me while I read a few of them out. We have jesters.com. Hi, Paul. Can we please get a mention on the Business Bunker show for jesters.com? We're a Whitstable-based toys and games seller.
Ooh.
Blimey. They can't be much use at this time of year, can they?
Santa's little helpers.
Yeah. That's jesters, J-E-S-T-E-R-S.
I wonder what their top toys are.
Yeah, if you're still listening.
What's your top toy for boys and girls?
Yeah, tweet us what your top-selling toy is at the moment.
Yeah.
That'll be good. A good idea, that.
That is. Well, you never, just some ideas.
Yeah.
I've had my list from my two children. It sort of, you know,
yeah,
reel it out, and it sort of goes rolling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want that much this year, Mum.
Yeah, just the Lamborghini.
Just the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted for my birthday.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Len Liz. We have a fabulous sale preview. I see they've had it already. They had a sale preview. The mince pies flew out, and we're now delivering bought items for Christmas. See you all on the 15th, that's this Saturday, between 2 and 5 p.m.
Fantastic.
That's the wine tasting thing.
It is indeed, yes. Because I say, when I just saw Jules, her wonderful show, Scoff and Quaff. She's having lots of fun.
Absolutely. Mark Smith has tried to catch me out with my 12-12-12 by saying, well, what about the 1st of January 2101? Yeah, but there's zeros in that. That'll be binary, Mark. This is just 12-12-12. That would be 010101.
Okay.
Yeah, I won.
You won.
I won.
Touché.
Yeah. I had a tweet from Karen Wilkins of Avocet Recruiting. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating making a couple of placements.
Well done.
Please tell your listeners that we're here to help with IT recruitment solutions, and it's a good show. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Avocet Recruiting. I think it's avocetrecruiting.com, but We have got a link to them on our website, so do look for Avocet Recruiting.
And what's her Twitter handle?
It is at Avocet Karyn. That's AvocetKryn.
Okay.
Avocet Karyn. So do check that out. I'm going to read an email.
Yes.
And then I think we'll come to our next guest.
I think we should.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what. We're going to do something before we come to our next guest. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to read an email, and then we're going to have some tunage, and then we're going to come to our
Okay.
guest.
Yeah. Get the agenda right.
Yeah, this is, yeah, I know. I ought to practice this really, didn't
I? Know. Yeah. Quite a novice at all this, aren't you?
Yeah. This is kind of advance notice of something that's happening next year. The new Southern Model Show is back, bigger and better for 2013, with the normal mix of planes, trade, and even more things to do and see at a new location. It's an ideal family show with something for everyone. Aeroplanes, helicopters, boats, cars, tanks, and a full-size aero display on both days. There's dozens of trade stands, huge bring and buy, commentary by DB Sound, pyrotechnics, and the very best of model flying displays. Since the loss of the 2012 air show at the Croydon Airport Model Flying Club, we have been examining all the options available for 2013 show, and it's also the future to enable the show to not just continue, but to prosper and grow. The Southern Model Air Show, starting on a school field running for one afternoon, has grown into the premier show in the south of England. While this has been brilliant for the modelling community, it has become just too big for the club of 80 members with a committee of 8 to manage. We are therefore pleased to announce that the show will now be run by an experienced events management company, Heritage Special Events Limited, in conjunction with Headcord Aerodrome Limited. If you want to start finding out about that event, you can find them at their website, which is www.heritage-events.co.uk or www.southernmodelairshow.com or www.headcornairdrome.co.uk. Mm. And all three of those links will be on the Business Funker website.
Excellent.
So that's good stuff.
Excellent.
Do you know what?
I think it's time.
It's time for some tunage. We're going to have a bit of some damp stuff. We're going to have some wet, wet, wet. And then we're going to talk to our next guest.
They were my favourites.
Just for you, Becky.
Stop.
Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
I do love Wet Wet Wet.
It was quite good.
They were my favourites. That and Bros. Yeah, I like them.
You little groupie, you.
Yeah, I was. I was a groupie. I liked Nick Kershaw before that, but we won't mention that.
Oh, well.
That's showing my age.
Somebody
now
has to.
Yeah.
Funny enough, before we played that, we asked Jesters a question and they replied.
Right, what did they say?
Which is quite interesting. Well, Jesters are the Whitstable-based toy company that make their own toys, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they said our top five at the moment are Christmas crackers, wooden railway sets, tin toys, juggling equipment, and antique games.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, wow, that sounds fun. They should have some pictures up. They should tweet me at Ultimate MSD some pictures. I'd like to see.
Yeah, no, they will. Oh, they said, thanks very much for the mention. We were established in 1994, and we've only just joined social media in November.
Welcome to social media.
So welcome to the world of social media.
Engagement.
Yeah, and they say they're loving the Business Bunker show, and they got it on
the
show.
Great.
So thank you for listening. It's thank you for listening. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Yeah.
I hope you're really busy in the next couple. Well, they are really Santa's little helpers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Making their toys.
Yeah. So, I'm going to do another couple of tweets.
Okay.
Otherwise, because I've got loads now. And, oh, blimey, I just pulled my cable out. We've got loads of tweets coming in, and they're all kind of filling up on my screen, and they're all going to disappear fairly soon if I'm not careful. So I'll just do a couple more. Debbie Cameron, please can you shout out for the Institute of Directors Kent? We're sending Christmas wishes via Fields of Life this year, saving the planet one card at a time. So that's a big Christmas wish from Debbie Cameron.
Thank you, Debbie.
And the people at
IOD,
the Institute of Directors. Fantastic. And, of course, Mr. Philpott, the chairman of the Kent branch, is a great supporter of this radio show.
Yes.
And he had his photograph taken in a Business Bunker T-shirt on the top of a mountain in Uganda.
Wow.
Which can't be bad.
I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't actually up the mountain. He was. They were building a school for kids there, and he had his photograph taken in Uganda, wearing a Business Bunker T-shirt, which is brilliant.
Cool. Oh, have you still got any of those Business Bunker T-shirts?
Yeah.
You give them for Christmas presents.
Yeah. Funnily enough, no, I've been trying to get rid of them now.
Actually, I remember when you were trying to get me and Jules during the exhibition back at the Invicta Chamber exhibition in the summer to wear them, and we weren't really, you weren't really getting any response.
No, I was trying to get you to swap shirts with me, and you just wouldn't do it. They are a bit orange, aren't they?
They are a bit, but there's nothing wrong with them. I probably could have worn it as as maybe a duvet or something.
Yeah. Pajamas.
Pajamas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got about five left.
Oh, so you've got rid of, there were quite a few.
Yeah.
That's
and
good.
I tried to give them away on Saturday, but nobody wanted one.
Oh.
Oh, no. Well, the trouble is that Channel Radio looks better than
the... I do like the Channel Radio. Yes, I like the logo. It's good. Yeah. Red, white and blue.
Yeah. And also Tunbridge Farmers Market, we have Nova at our market in January. We can supply a free pitch to we have Nova Young Enterprise at our market in January. We can supply a free pitch to a young enterprise business at all of our markets.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so that's a result.
Thank you.
I'll put you in, that's Steve Wood from Tunbridge Farmers Market. I'll put you in touch with him later.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Steve.
So that's Tunbridge Farmers Market offering free places to young enterprise businesses.
Fantastic.
We got it on this show. I'll put you in touch with Steve later. Steve's a really good guy. I think that's enough tweets for the moment. I think we're going to do one more email and then we'll come to our next guest. I've got an email here which is the PhotoVision Roadshows. We have now completed our ninth year of PhotoVision Roadshows, and what a fantastic 12 months it's been. We have seen the number of shows increase, visitor levels increase, and we have a new addition to our team. It has been an eventful and exciting year with a new show in Southampton and two venue changes, and we aim to make 2013 just as exciting. We have our 10 shows in place for 2013, and all the dates and venues can be found on our website, which is www.forwardevents.co.uk. So they're happening all around Kent, so if you're interested in the PhotoVision Roadshows, go to that website and have a look at
it. And that'll all be on the website.
Sorry?
That'll all be on our website.
It will, and there will be a link from our website to their website too, as always on the Business Bunker. Everything you hear on here will be on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll come to our next guest now.
I think we will.
It's an absolutely stonking pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Mr. Scott Lindsay of Soccer Elite. Hello, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, brilliant, thank you.
Thanks for inviting me in.
No, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. If you can just move a little bit nearer, Mike, that's brilliant, thank you. Tell us a little bit about Soccer Elite first, and then we want to talk after that about the exciting things you're doing with apps.
Yeah, Soccer Elite are a recognised football academy based in Maidstone. Mm. They've been going about 7 years now. I think it started with Lee and Tony coaching a variation of children in the Maidstone area from different football clubs.
Right.
And I think it sort of like snowballed from that in terms of the standard that they was, coaching and the parents in that area recognised that was probably the best place to put them, I think.
Yeah.
And it snowballed from there. And What they started to do was feed the professional clubs around the area
right.
The best of the academy,
right.
And it's sort of like grown, and I think that it's probably the second or the next best thing from actually being at a professional academy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think in the 7 years, I've had something like 150 children have gone on and signed for professional clubs.
Really?
Wow, that's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah,
that
it's really amazing,
isn't it?
Good feeder for these professional clubs. And the standard of the coaching, I've got to say, is top class,
yeah.
I must say.
Funnily enough, I saw a tweet the other day. I don't know if you saw it. Somebody tweeted they'd been to watch Maidstone United Juniors, and they tweeted, you can tell the players that were coached by Soccer Elite because they stood out above all the other players on the pitch.
Yeah,
I think they take pride in and obviously employing coaches who have all gone through and done their FA qualified coaches, coaching courses, whether it's level one, level two, or even their UEFA B, some of them. And they do take pride, and we have sort of like weekly meetings about sitting down and about going through what we've done and what we've worked on, who's doing what, can we move. Can we move the players on to a bigger group, to a more advanced group, so they're always progressing. And it's not just about, the advanced players, it's also about the players who are less advanced. We have a development night where we try and, coach the players with, who are, as I say, less advanced, and we try and move them on and try and get them into the advanced academy as well.
Right, right.
No, what age do you start?
Starts from 6 years of age,
six years.
All the way up. Yeah, so, they start very young, but, professional clubs, I think they start around that age as well.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
At that age, obviously, it's all fun-based.
Of course,
But then we do try and work on their techniques and everything else.
Yeah.
But the coaching is actually second to none, I've got to say.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's good stuff. And it has a very strong brand image now, Soccer Elite. Schools.
Yeah, I think to be fair, they've got it sewn up, in especially in the southeast of England. I think that they're, as I say, they've got a really good name, really good brand image, they feed all the professional clubs. Most of the professional clubs always come down and play. They're happy to play games against us because they know that it's a good standard.
Right.
Excellent.
That's really cool stuff.
Very much so. I say when I was speaking to Scott earlier, that's how I met, where I see them regularly is at the Village, and met Tony and Lee actually.
That's the office, the Village.
That's the office,
yeah.
But I'm obviously frequent there rather a lot, and I remember approaching them. Must have thought, who this crazy woman coming up to them? But I'd been speaking with Julie and my tennis, who run the tennis academy, and went up to them. And again, their brand is very strong. I mean, I went and had a look at what they do, and it's phenomenal.
They've got so much going on. I mean, we done a international tour last year to Valencia, where we went out there and we took all age groups out there and played in a tournament out there.
Yeah.
And this year they've got they're going to Barcelona. I think there's something like 350 people going over.
Really?
With this tour. I mean, that's obviously parents and the children combined.
Yeah.
350 people. So there's a lot of organisations.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But there's so much going on. I mean, we've got scholarship programmes, with the under-18 squads, and we play professional teams. I think we've got fixture coming up where we play the Welsh international team soon, and there's so much going on. It's a really
But that's
well
what
organized.
You're setting a standard, so like you say, all the top clubs are coming to you. I mean, they know that you're coaching well, and obviously you're bringing fantastic players to the to the forefront for them to obviously look at. And
well the figures speak for 150
that's amazing for 7 years
for professional clubs, it speaks for itself.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to beat someone up here briefly because Mark keeps tweeting me these silly dates. Yeah. and he's making the same mistake every time. He's got the 3rd of March 2013 is 03-03-03. Yeah, that's a zero in it, Mark. Yeah. It's not a whole number Yeah. 12 is a whole number.
So you mean like 10, 10, 10,
yeah,
12,
9, 9,
12, 11,
14, 14, 14, yeah. 14, yeah. Yeah. 03 doesn't work, yeah. Anyway, sorry, sorry, that's completely irrelevant. I'm just having an argument with our listener now. So, Soccer Elite Schools, they built a real name for themselves. They're training youngsters and they're coaching to a level akin to major soccer academies at professional clubs. And then I met you a couple of months ago, Scott, and you showed me something that blew me away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an idea I've had for a number of years, and sort of like, obviously, I was professional coaching at Lincoln City with the first team, and finished that job, come back down south, and got involved with Lee and Tony at Soccer Elite. And I've had this idea for a while, and I put it towards Tony and Lee about creating a soccer coaching app. From a coaching point of view, I always sort of like wanted to look and learn and progress myself. Mm. So I was always on the internet looking for fresh drills, looking for new sessions. How can I improve? Mm. And to be honest with you, there wasn't a lot out there that was really educational and you could really learn from. So I thought to myself, well, if there's nothing out there, maybe I can put something together, and I've got a lot of sessions and a lot of fresh drills in my own mind that I wanted to do. So I spoke to Tony and Lee from Soccer Elite and said, why don't we do a coaching app, use the facilities that we've got, use the children who are, as I say, a really good standard, and create this coaching app and see where we go with it. Mm. So it started about 12 months in the making from the idea to actually getting it to market. So it was a lot of work, and we created this coaching app, and it's got 60 filmed drills on it.
Right.
They're all around about 3 to 4 minutes long, so it's not too long where you get bored of them, but it's just about enough so you get all the information on it. Mm. You know, we sort of like looked about, and there was a lot of apps out there that did have drills, but there was all session plans, just drawings and, you know, key coaching points written down and all the rest of it. And you don't get a real good idea of that. I think what you need to think about is visual learning is better than anything. So
absolutely.
The fact that we created these 60 film drills, you can actually see how, I wouldn't say how to coach, but, you know, the progressions, when to move it on,
right.
Key coaching points. Certainly the areas to use, how many players to use and things like that. And as I say, the 4 minutes is just enough time for a coach to actually look at that and think, yeah, I'm going to use that session.
Mm.
And that was the idea. So as I say, it took about a year in the making and we're up and running.
That's what I find quite interesting, because generally when people come up with these ideas, and we've been on here before, and it's a gap in the market. Ultimately, you were looking for that yourself and you couldn't find it. So like you said, there's a gap in the market. So there are people out there who are probably the same as you, looking and thinking, I need to find something that's simple, that's easy to use. I mean, everyone's got a mobile device nowadays, or an iPad. And, you know, like I say, it's creating something that's actually wanted within the market.
That's right.
And from first-hand experience, because you know exactly what you want.
Well, I thought, you know, I was working at a professional level and I was trying to find stuff. So I thought, how are these grassroots coaches
trying to improve?
If I can't find anything to improve my game, how are they going to, you know, find anything themselves to improve? So, and what we tried to do as well with the app was to try and create something that all standards of coaches could use, whether it be, I know people in the professional game, I know managers in League 2 have actually downloaded it and use it on a weekly basis. I know grassroots coaches are using it. So we had to really sit down and think about what market was going to hit. And I sort of like said, I want to hit everybody with it. You know, I want it to be so, you know, all kinds of standards of coaches can use it, and covering all age groups within the app as well. So, you know, we're really pleased with it. It's gone really well. Got to number 2 in the world best sporting app for an iPad.
Wow, fantastic.
That was just in the first 2 weeks.
Fantastic.
We've had, I think it's something like 6,000 downloads now since August.
Right.
We've had over 50 countries, downloads in over 50 countries now.
Really?
Yeah, so it's gone really well.
It's gone global.
Yeah, correct.
Absolutely, and that doesn't surprise me.
No,
I've actually seen the app, and I've seen the quality of it.
Yeah.
It is absolutely superb. And I can only reinforce what Scott is saying there. As a coach myself of the all-conquering Sissinghurst under-12s, and before that, having coached at county level, you know, the way that we coached in the old days is to do just exactly what we did when we were coached as players, you know, which consisted of running around a pitch, star jumps and burpees, and running in and out of cones. So we just carried on doing whatever we did when we learned, you know, when we were coached years and years ago. But the game's moved on, and it's moved on a lot. And, you know, to adopt technology is a fantastic move.
I think I agree. I think that I think there is a lot of coaches that still adopt them old methods.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is why we wanted to try and get the awareness out there of their methods have gone now. That there's new stuff, and have a look at these sessions. And you know, there's not just just outfield stuff. There's goalkeeping sessions. There's SAQ stuff, which is all the speed, agility, quickness stuff. So we've got a fitness coach delivering them on the app as well. So we've looked at new methods, and we wanted to make sure that these coaches who are still in the dark ages actually come forward and think, right, I'm going to change my method myself.
But that's the thing, and it's mobile, so there's nothing to stop it being in the, you know, on a playing field. You know, there's nothing to stop it, you know.
Absolutely.
Once it's downloaded, it's on your device.
You don't need Wi-Fi, you don't need anything.
It's interesting you say about goalkeeping as well, because I was a goalkeeper. And in my day, there was no goalkeeping coaching. Goalkeeping coaching involves standing in goal and having 11 blokes bash balls at you. That was it. But interestingly, my youngest son, Stu, was at the Chelsea Academy. He's a goalkeeper as well.
Yeah.
He was at the Chelsea Academy being coached by Mark Beeney and the crew there. And it blew my mind away. As a goalkeeper, I'd never seen any of this. And the kind of stuff they were doing with them, I thought, blimey, if I'd have been coached with some of that, I might have been half decent.
The game's certainly moved on for sure. But I mean, the end of the day, what we're trying to strive forward for is to ultimately improve the kids.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully one day see England lift the World Cup. You know, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And if we can improve the coaching in this country and ultimately they'll improve the kids. So that is the main aim.
Absolutely. But I think I'm right in saying, though, it isn't just grassroots coaches that are using your app now, is it?
No, I've got a number of friends in the game who are professional managers are using it on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
You know,
I've seen Villa Barris running up and down with his iPad.
No, but I've got friends in the game who use it. That, you know, as I say, we try to make it so, you know, all coaches, all standards of coaches could use it, not just geared towards the professional coach or the grassroots coach. You know, we made it so.
And that's actually what really makes it quite unique, knowing that the professional coaches and, you know, your city, you know, you can both use it, and I think that's actually quite inspiring for the players.
Absolutely.
To think that the professionals are using it as well.
That's right. With Paul's background, we was going to actually ask him to do a couple of sessions on the next one that we're going to do. So
if
you're up for that.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. Well, how not to do it?
Hopefully not you as the goalkeeper.
do you know what? I actually played football again the other day.
Did you? First time
for years. It was ridiculous. Yeah, 60 years of age and still trying to play football.
I thought you was walking a bit.
I scored a cracking header, mind. Yeah, leapt like a salmon, I did. Top corner. No worries.
So you're going back into the game.
Yeah, yeah. But I can't sing the praises of this enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've actually seen the app and I've seen it demonstrated and I've looked at it, and it's such a useful tool for any level. That's the beauty of it, is it's any level of football, and it could be useful. It's really brilliant. In fact, my youngest downloaded a copy of it and was giving stick to one of the school coaches about it as well. No. Actually, I think you're finding this wrong, because I've got this.
I can actually imagine him saying that.
It's tremendous app. Tell the listeners what the app's called so they can know where to find it.
Yes, My Soccer Coach.
Right.
We launched it in the Apple App Store in August, and then we found that a lot of people was asking whether it's going to go live on Android.
Yeah.
So we did. We got about setting it up so it could be available on the Android as well, on the Google Play. So that's available on both of them. We've got website www.mysoccercoachapp.com. Twitter feed is at mysoccercoach1. So if you need any information, feel free to tweet me, not a problem.
Fantastic.
We're really pleased with it. It's gone really well.
It takes something to get it through to the app, I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we've had ILG on before, obviously, who are app developers, and so, you know, I know how hard it is, you know, to get through those processes.
Well, unbelievable amounts of work was involved. I mean, as I say, it took 12 months, and the hardest bit, actually, was the editing. the editing to make us actually look like we could coach. Realistically, we try to get everything down to 3-4 minutes, but the, some of the sessions were filmed were 20 minutes long, so you can imagine we had to get rid of a lot of stuff.
Keep
all the key coaching points, keep the progressions, keep the good passages of play, so you know that it looked actually good quality. But it was really difficult in the edit suite to get it.
It's a phenomenal achievement, like you say. You've actually got something tangible as well. So on top of as a marketeer, you've not only got something, like you say, you obviously provide coaching, but you've actually got something tangible as well, which where a lot of people there. They'd have their books and they have, this something that you can actually give somebody and it can help them, even the other side of the country or the other side of the world.
I've sort of like been in meetings and gone to a session, thought, I haven't prepared my session today, get my iPad out, have a quick look, and I'll use it myself. It's exactly what it's for.
How many children have you actually currently got as Soccer Elite?
God, I think there's something like 3,000 people on their database, throughout. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. We have the advanced night is a Friday night. We have the development night on a Monday night.
So it runs seven days a week.
Yeah, yeah, literally, there's stuff going on every day of the week.
Very busy people then.
Yeah, it's a big concern.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't recommend it enough. When the guy showed me the app, I was absolutely blown away by it. And, anybody that's involved in football at any level will get something out of using this. Even as a player, as a player yourself, just having a copy of that and looking at it and, looking at what's on there would be useful. So, but if you know anybody that's running a football team or aspires to run a football team or just likes to be involved in football at any level, I can't recommend it enough. It's a great Christmas present as well.
Good idea.
Download an app to an iPad or an Android tablet soon.
We're actually at 40% off this week as well.
Well, there you go.
It'd be a good idea to download it now.
Now's the time to do it because there's a special discount on it as well. And I highly recommend it. It's a tremendous app. Scott, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. I wish you even greater success with it. And I know how committed you are to coaching soccer. Football. And I know that you want to keep developing it as well, so it doesn't stop there with just what you've got. You're going to offer updates and things like that, aren't you?
Yeah, I think the size of the app, because it's quite a big app, because there's 60 sessions on there, which there's nearly 4.5 hours worth of footage on there, so it's quite a big app, so we can't really add to it. What we can do is create a new one.
Yeah.
So the idea is to create My Soccer Coach Pro version /2,
think that's the idea. Develop it on from there.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
Thanks, Scott, for inviting me on.
Absolute pleasure to have you on, mate. All of the links that you've mentioned on the show we'll put on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up from it.
Excellent.
But more than anything, it's easy. Go to the iTunes App Store and look for My Soccer Coach and download it, because you will not be disappointed.
With the discount this week, it's a no-brainer.
Do it this week. Get it on your dad's iPad for Christmas. Get him coaching you properly. Yeah. No more of this kick him stuff. Yeah. Get him coaching you properly. Scott, for the moment, thank you very much indeed, mate.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Feel free to join in the last few minutes of the show.
Thank you.
It's like last 10 minutes.
Look, I've got to do this.
Okay, right. He's getting moody.
He's driving me mad. He's driving me mad here. Mark Smith has eventually found one.
Who's going to let it go? You or Mark?
No, I'm going to let... See,
okay.
This wasn't a big deal of mine.
Is he supposed to be working?
No, he's given up completely and gone into the numbers game.
Yes.
Right. He has now come up with one that works, which is 21-11-11-11-11. So...
We won't be around then.
No. But well done, Mark.
But to be fair, he's done that.
He's proved me wrong. But I just...
Touché, Mark. Well done. I just
read it in The Guardian this morning, so have a go at them. I just read it out of the paper. But Mark, you are absolutely right. 11-11-11 for 21-11 will be it. Well done.
Well done.
Back to work now.
Yeah, well, that is very good. Like I say, he's done his due diligence.
Yep. We've had a quick tweet from the Oyster Pearl saying they're listening in.
Hello?
Oyster Pearl.
I said hello.
Oh, hello. Sorry, hello. I thought you said who.
I sound like Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello.
And also we've had jesters.com gone. Having a very busy day now. Thanks. Made great by a few mentions on the Business Bunker.
Fantastic. Good.
A pleasure. Yeah. So that's that. I'll tell you what, Bex, how about doing another email?
Shall I?
Yeah.
Okay. Britain's SMEs seeking revenue alternatives. The UK's small businesses are turning into innovative trading alternatives, are turning to, should I say, innovative trading alternatives as they look to boost revenue in challenging economic conditions. Many SMEs are starting to use online trading marketplaces in order to open up new revenue streams and customer bases, according to WeTradeIt.com. WeTradeIt.com is an online community where small businesses trade products and services to other companies. It launched in September, and it's in its first 6 weeks has registered more than 700 members that are exploring alternative business revenues. Handpicked Hotels, Handpicked Holidays, a Kent-based bespoke travel provider, joined WeTrade It in October 2012. After hearing about WeTradeIt.com at a networking event, the family-owned business decided to sign up. I guess this is a little case study. Mm-hmm. Catherine Gallagher, founder of Handpicked Holidays, said, as we're a small operation in terms of staff numbers, it can be hard to have the time and resources to explore new business opportunities, so a marketplace like WeTradeIt.com is perfect for us. Not long after we joined, an events firm got in touch with us about a wedding fair it was organising, and we decided to use our points to exhibit. It ended up being really successful for us in terms of sales and leads. What's more, we hadn't really considered the weddings and honeymoon sector before, so through the site we've been able to explore a whole new market. For any small business, but particularly in travel, a strong profile is key, and through the support of WeTradeIt.com, we're hoping to reap the rewards over the coming months. WeTradeIt.com is the UK's first online business trading community where members buy and sell using points rather than cash. For more information, www.wetradeit.com. And for more information about Handpicked Holidays, www.handpicked-holidays.co.uk. I think that's really good.
Yeah, it sounds really
And
cool.
Again, I think in this, you know, again, austere and difficult time for businesses, you know, you've got to look at all different revenue alternatives, and that's a very good, I think, you know, with 700 new businesses signing up since September, I mean, that sort of speaks volumes, really, I think.
Absolutely, and jesters have been on again, they're on a roll now.
Oh, they're on a roll.
Yeah, they're saying they don't only
It's the jesters show.
Yeah, they don't only do toys for kids, they do antique games as well.
Yes, well, that was their number five, wasn't it?
Yeah, so that would be interesting.
What does that mean? Oh, we're getting to
I don't know, I'm assuming that they're old, you know, like Bagatelle or something like that. Some kind of
traditional
games. Yeah, traditional games, I guess. I guess we ought to go over there and have a look.
We should.
That would be how do we do it. And I missed this one earlier.
We should have them on.
Yeah, I will actually. I think that could be interesting. I missed this one earlier actually, and I shouldn't have done. Sally Laker. She's got a competition coming soon to win a cake. And she's actually put a picture on Twitter, but you can't see it on the radio.
Is it very nice?
It's
to do with a bit of cake.
It's a lovely looking cake, yeah. And it's a competition in aid of Pilgrim's Hospice.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilgrim's Hospice will be on the show next week. And the competition is going to be run in January and February, and she'll be sending out the details soon, so look out for that.
Was Pilgrim's was the meerkat released?
That's it.
Happened to that meerkat? Because I remember one time I was on here, it was really staring at me. It was actually the same size as me.
I think it's been kidnapped.
Oh, is that a sore subject? It was actually sitting in the corner staring at me. It was quite intimidating.
It's still hanging around.
Yeah, no, but he was very, yeah, it's very sweet, and he did
it's
follow
evil.
You around.
It's evil.
It raised money for...
It's the most evil soft toy I've ever seen. It's a 6-foot meerkat. But
I want to see Shackleton. That's who I haven't seen.
Oh, the penguin.
The penguin. Yeah. I haven't seen. I last saw him about 6 months ago with Alan.
I haven't seen Shackleton for ages either. Mm. Cool. Do another email for us, Rex.
Okay, cross-border networking and cultural visit. Guess what day?
December the 13th, by any chance?
I think you're going to be busy all day from like 6 a.m. to...
Absolutely.
Right, Thursday the 13th of December, 11:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. The Beanie, 18 High Street, Canterbury. Opportunity for Kent businesses who specialise in ICT, finance, marketing, creative industries, tourism, environment and food services to meet and engage with French businesses. Who have requested to meet representatives from these business sectors for a networking lunch and an interactive tour of the Beanie, events at canterbury.gov.uk.
Cool.
I was trying to read that quite quickly, because I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, we've got about 3 minutes left.
Have you got any?
Yeah, I have. Livingstone Lodge, the unique African safari experience at Port Lim Wild Animal Park.
I love Port Lim.
Yeah, they have won gold for the best tourism experience at the Beautiful South Awards for Excellence 2012-13.
Fantastic.
Kent Channel Chamber members Livingstone Lodge is the only authentic overnight safari experience in the UK offering visitors a magical night under the stars.
I have been on safari many years ago, and I have been there as well, and it is amazing. It's not as warm as Kenya.
Yeah.
But it was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very reminiscent.
Yeah, I love Port Lim.
I've actually stayed in the real Livingstone Lodge in Zimbabwe by Victoria Falls, and it's very similar, actually. It is, but it's just not as warm.
No, it's not as warm.
But the upside is there's no mosquitoes either.
No, that's true. You don't
they offer African fine dining and safaris at dusk and the following morning. And since the lodge opened in 2007, it's been awarded many accolades, including Best Tourism Experience at the Beautiful South Awards in 2009, 2010 and 2011, and gained national recognition as England's Best Tourism Experience in 2010 and 2012 at the prestigious Visit England Awards. If you want to know more about the Livingstone Lodge and Port Lim Wild Animal Park, please visit www.aspinallfoundation.org/shortbreaks.
Can I just read one out? I think it's quite important.
Yeah.
Creative Kent has welcomed a new chairman, and he's used to juggling jobs. Paul Andrews
never
is the man behind, and I don't know who this bloke is, I don't have no idea, behind Jobs in Kent, having built it into the county's largest and fastest growing internet job site. As well as having a passion for business, Paul also has accolades to prove his worth. Kent Invicta Chamber in Entrepreneur 2009-2010, Invicta Chamber Kent New Business of the Year in 2006. And whilst he's not running his own business, he's helping startups and working on community activities with higher education and local regeneration. Paul was appointed as chairman in November 2012 when Creative Kent was launched. Creative Kent is an interactive and collaborative hub where creative individuals and companies can work together, share good practice, profile skills and attend training events. The hub aims to raise the profile of the tremendous skills based within this sector throughout Kent's business communities and beyond. And have I got time?
Nope.
I haven't.
No, that'll do. We'll tell you more about it later.
But it's great. Well done, Paul.
Thank you very much.
As if you haven't got enough to do.
I know. Well, I had a spare minute.
You're here all the time.
There's
going
to be more information coming out about Creative Kent.
Very exciting.
It's very exciting.
Well done.
It just leaves me to say thank you to Rebecca for co-presenting the show today.
A pleasure.
And our fantastic guests, Trudy Hartridge from Young Enterprise South East.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Scott Lindsay from My Soccer App and Soccer Elite.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you all on the show, and thank you to all our listeners who emailed, tweeted and rang. We'll be back next week, and coming up later at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cam with Extra Milk on Channel Radio, Craig Avery at 5 p.m. with the Craig Avery Show, and then the absolutely awesome Chris Tinney 6 at 7 o'clock. But we'll be back next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker. Channelradio.co.uk. Broadcasting from Hagelands Village on Romney Marsh. Channel Radio. Bringing the music to you. Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.